This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. Thank you for another day today. Thanks for even waking us up here today, Lord. Or if it's at the end of the day, thanks for giving us the strength to get through this day. We praise you and exalt you here today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program. Matter of fact, I invite all of you out today to Sonny's Barbecue in Vieira. I'm going to be speaking to the men's group there today. That's at 12 o'clock today, so if you've tuned in and it's 11:45, you still have time to make it over to Sonny's Barbecue. It's on Wickham Road and Sheriff in Vieira, near I-95. Love to see you today. My message today to the men is what's next for the Middle East. More specifically, what's next for Israel? With all the commotion here going on over Donald Trump announcing he's moving the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it's caused quite an uproar and a ruckus. So that's the message God gave me to bring to these men today, and that is what's next for the Middle East. That's what we're going to be looking at. If you ask 30 guys, you'll get 30 different opinions. If you ask God, you'll get one opinion. And it's the truth. And not only that, it's tomorrow's newspaper today. God will tell you prophetically what's going to happen before it happens. That's what we're looking at here today. Love to see you, you men, for the men's group that meets at Sonny's every Thursday at 12 noon. Love to see you here today. We're going to wrap up after a year-long study. We're wrapping up this study in the book of Romans here today. We'll be back again on the air tomorrow with some more studies in Matthew chapter 24, as I've been doing at the end of the week, looking at what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age. But here today, let's wrap up. I think we're going to wrap up today with an overview of all 16 chapters. Matter of fact, that's where we ended yesterday's broadcast. So let's go to that now. Let's wrap up our study in Romans. And Lord willing, I'll see you men at 12 noon today. Chapter 5 tells us God officially declares us, wham, not guilty based on our faith in Jesus Christ. Also, chapter 5 tells us through Jesus, we now have access to God, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. God's handing you a ticket that says on it, admit one. You can't give it to somebody else. You can't give it to your son. You can't give it to your daughter, your husband, or your wife. Admit one. It's your name on it. You take it and use it, or it'll perish with you. But you can't will it to anyone like a Miami Dolphins season ticket. It dies with you. You can't give it away. That's chapter 5. Chapter 6 and 7 tells us, since we have been forgiven of sin, don't think you're free to sin now, because you're not. Chapter 6, verse 1, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Meganoito, how shall we who have been freed from sin continue any longer therein? Chapter 8, the Holy Spirit is introduced into the book of Romans as the great power of God to give you what it takes not to sin any longer. It's the great power of God. It's the Holy Spirit of God. Nowhere mentioned in these first chapters until there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit's here. Chapter 8, we see our salvation has been part of God's plan all along. For whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he's predestined, these he's called. Whom he's called, these he's justified. Whom he's justified, these he's glorified. Notice the word he is in that text 9 times. And you is in that text 0 times. So, bottom of the 9th inning. God 9, you 0. He wins. Who would you want to work out your salvation? You or God? God's done all the work. Just want you to see that. You did not save yourself. God saved you. And it's been part of his plan all along. Before the world was made, he chose you. Also Ephesians 1:4. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. God's done the work. You receive it and get on your knees and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Wretched man that I used to be. Thank you, God. Chapters 9 through 11, we see that although Israel has temporarily fallen, they too had been ordained since before the foundation of the world for salvation. Chapter 11, verse 2, it said, God has not cast away his people whom he prognosco foreknew. Israel, this is one of the great things I learned this time around, is chapter 9, and he's not changing subjects. It's the same subject. God knew what was going to happen to Israel. It was part of his plan so that he could save us, Gentiles. What an awesome plan. In chapter 11, we read God will resume his plan with the nation of Israel once the full number of Gentiles comes to the faith. Verse 26, for I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be conceited that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Write that down. Take it to the bank. That's God speaking. He's not done with Israel. Chapter 12, Paul instructs us how to live out this Christian faith. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, by soaking it in the word of God. The book is alive. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Spend time in this book, and it'll transform your life, and you'll never be the same. My sermons aren't living and active. Neither are Adrian Rogers. This book is. I pray this sermon's blessed. But it's not living and active. The book is. Spend time in the book. You will be. This is my job here. Is to make spiritual giants out of everyone in this church. This is why I'm here. To make spiritual giants of everyone here.
Only you can tell me how I'm doing with that. You don't count, but thank you. No, you do count, because you'll give it to me if I'm not right. And I'm grateful for that. Chapter 13, Paul instructs us on Christian freedoms. We're free to eat what we want. He said, there is nothing unclean of itself. Chapter 13, he tells us it's okay to go to church any day that you want. One person honors one day above another. Another esteems another day above the other. As long as the name of the Lord is praised, you go to church whenever you're free to go to church whenever you want. You can go every Thursday if you want. You're free. You're free. And chapter 13 told us to obey the government, except for when the government's edicts are opposed to God's laws. Simple. Very few. Teaching a child evolution is against the laws of God. If you are a school teacher, you cannot tell your children evolution. You must tell them Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. You have to do that. Or you are a traitor and an adulterer. If you pimp this word of God and you side with these evil people in school, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God and the earth his handiwork. Psalm 19. Evolution. And Acts chapter 4. We command you this day not to ever mention the name of Jesus again. Taketh a royal hiketh. Right? As far as I know, those are the only times. Not cake baking, not pizza making, not anything else. It's the name of Jesus Christ and going against the word of God. And he wraps it all up, and I do as well, with this last benediction. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God, who alone is wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. And let the church say, amen. Lord God, we praise you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Center of our lives, be the place we fix our